The fifth practice, speaking truth in counsel. Kante Ognyake, placing the heart in the circle. Having completed our inventory in solitude, we now bring it into the light through the sacred act of truth-telling. This practice requires us to share the exact nature of our patterns and mistakes with ourselves fully, with the great mystery, and with another trusted human being. The Lakota value of Kante Ognyake calls us to radical authenticity, speaking and acting from our true nature rather than behind masks of protection. The Anishinaabe honor the Sasquatch, Sabé, as the teacher of honesty, living one's truth even in isolation, needing no audience for integrity. Why must we speak our truth to another person? Because the ego that created our problems cannot be trusted to judge them alone. It will rationalize, minimize, and deceive. Moreover, the ego thrives on isolation and the belief that my failings are unique, no one could understand. This belief is a prison. The counsel process, where we speak from the heart and listen from the heart, breaks this prison. When we verbalize our deepest shames to another trusted person, the fear of judgment is often met with acceptance and understanding. We discover that our struggles are not unique, but are part of the shared human condition. This practice requires courage, the Woitika of the Lakota, the willingness to sacrifice our comfort for our healing. Find a trusted guide, an elder, a counselor, a spiritual companion. Sit in counsel. Speak your truth. Listen for wisdom. Daily practice. Commit to telling the truth this day, to yourself and others. When tempted to wear a mask, remember, honesty is the solvent that dissolves the walls between myself and the world.